You never give them that. But God bless you. Pastor Mark, it is an honor to be in the house of the Lord with you. And Pastor Al, it's an honor. I just love the generational blessings that's in this house. For those that are members, give God the glory. Go ahead, give him a clap. Give him a round clap. Hallelujah. What you see God doing in this house is because of the faithfulness of Pastor Al starting, trailblazing the anointing, and then Pastor Mark coming in, setting it up and building for the next generation. So give God the glory one more time. Father, we thank you. We worship you in the name of Jesus. Alex, if you could put my mic a little louder, please. I get really excited very quickly. So I just want to honor some folks before I begin the word. Number one, I want to honor my parents. We grew up in the church. They poured into me. They invested into me. So everything that the Lord is doing in my life today is because I had parents who sacrificed, who loved me, who served me, and who kept me going in the faith even when I didn't want to keep going. And so I honor my mom and dad today. Give them a round of applause. They're watching us live. Mom, Dad, I love you. I want to honor my senior pastor. His name is Pastor James Lilly in Waterbury. Give him a round of applause. God bless you, Pastor James. Hallelujah. I'm from Waterbury, Connecticut, so this is home. This is home. And so I honor you guys today. Thank you for taking the time. You guys could have been doing anything else you wanted to do, but today you chose to be in the house of the Lord. And I believe that the grace and the anointing and the power that God is doing today is going to be imparted into your life. And you're going to leave changed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I want to tell you a quick story. I have a lot inside of me. I have about 45 minutes. So whoever is a prayer warrior, please pray for me. Because again, I get excited. I get on 10 different subjects. But I want to make sure that we're listening to the voice of God today. Sometimes we could be so rigid and so systematic that we miss the move of the Spirit. So today, if you're not somebody who can track with me, please give me grace, give me mercy, and let's seek the face of God together in Jesus' name. So I'm excited to be in this house because 2017, I'm going to go back a little bit. Me and Pastor Mark began to do ministry together. I was a 17-year-old kid. I don't have any idea how they gave me a mic. I can't believe they let me come up here and spout whatever I spouted at 17. And I am just so grateful and thankful because 5 years ago, I began to leave ministry. I had a crashing and breaking, and I didn't know what God was going to do in my life. I did not think that in 2023 that I would be doing what I'm doing today, and I'm going to share a little bit later in the story, in the message. But I should not be where I am today. How many of you know that where you are today is the grace of God? There are many who are who have passed away or who aren't serving God any longer. But it's the grace of God upon our life that we are where we are today. Not only are we surviving, but we are in a generation that's thriving with the things of God. Many people are saying that God is dead or the church is dead. Well, I'm telling you today, we don't serve a dead Savior. We serve a God who's living and active and breathing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I was that person that in 2018, I had a separation in ministry. I had a falling out with a church, and I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think that I was worthy of coming back to the things of God because I felt like I was unworthy. I felt like I was dirty. I felt like I messed up so much and so big that God can never speak to me, love me, or use me again. And so I came to the service today believing that today is going to be a day of restoration. Today is going to be a day of refreshment. Today is going to be a day of renewal back in the body of Christ, because again, we're not serving a dead Savior. We're serving a living God, a God who brings dead things back to life, a God who speaks before they happen. The reason God speaks from the end to the beginning is so that when they manifest, we can give the glory to God. Nobody can take credit for what God is about to do in this generation. When God begins to break loose, as he already has, there's a river flowing right now. There is a move of the Spirit. Give God the glory. If you want to clap, if you want to praise, I'm a preacher who loves to see God's people excited. Because you know what? We've been taught, we've been instructed that let's be quiet. Let's listen to the preacher. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. So if you get excited about something, give God the glory. Be passionate. So many of us are passionate about sports. We're passionate about work. We're passionate about everything else. But when it comes to the house of God, we come in like this. What is that? We're excited when we go to our children's sports games. God bless that. That's needed. But when we come to the house of God, we become mouses, quiet. What is that? So today, I believe God is giving his church a liberty, a freedom, a courage, a wind, a strengthening in the name of Jesus. I'm going to declare that name. I'm going to declare and honor that name, because anything inside of Josh is no good. Anything inside of me, anything inside of the flesh is dead. But when you're in the Spirit, when you're in Christ, things begin to happen. The power of God begins to move. The glory begins to invade every space, every dry crevice, every dead thing in your spirit begins to come alive when you're connected with the risen Savior. And his name is Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I also want to honor one more person, Pastor Alzina. God bless you. I love you. Give her a round of applause. Man, Jesus, what you see standing before you is leaders who invested their lives in me. And so I am so grateful and thankful that I get to do that to the next generation. I get to do that for the body of Christ. That where people should have gave up on me and some did. Where people should have cast me away and some did. Where some people should have rejected me and some did. Where they should have been the norm, there were people that God had placed in my life and said, Josh, come on. They grabbed me, they held me, they walked with me, and because of that, everything God is doing in my life today is the faithfulness of those he put in my life to restore me and bring me back to life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Honor those who help you. Honor those who support and encourage you. We don't deserve love from one another, but it's the grace of God that allows us to be connected to one another unselfishly. And it gives us a connection in the Spirit that allows us to do what God called us to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. That's not even the sermon. Again, I get so excited. But I want to encourage you that are listening today, that when you run after Jesus, he will never disappoint you. When you seek the face of God, you will never leave empty. Now, it's going to take work. It's going to take everything inside of you in your own strength to begin to walk towards Jesus. But when you begin to walk towards Jesus, Jesus says, I'm here. Jesus says, I'm with you. So even when you take one step, that step that you take is the grace of God upon your life. Even that one thing inside of you that cries out, Lord, save me. That is the power of the Holy Spirit invading our lives. We can't do anything apart from him. So when you're in your most toughest moments and your one breath and all you could say is, Jesus, save me, that is the power of the Holy Ghost coming into your life, invading your space. It is his grace and mercy that we are who we are in him. I'm talking to a body of Christ who is strong. I'm talking to the body of Christ who is walking in the anointing and the fullness of God, because it is his grace, his mercy, for his glory, for his honor. See, whenever we do something good in our eyes, it's God's glory that is manifesting. So if you enjoy the service, it's God's glory. If you don't, forgive me. I'm walking in the flesh in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm just joshing. But I'm so excited. Thank you, Pastor Mark. I'm so excited this year. I'm here on an assignment. And part of my assignment is I am a recruiter for a Bible college. We totally are out of step. I was supposed to play a video before, but we're gonna skip the video and I'm gonna share a little bit about the school. I'm a recruiter for a Bible college out in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And so I encourage those that feel called into full-time ministry or feel like God has a calling on your life to learn the word and learn what God's assignment is for your life. Some of you are not called to the pulpit. Some of you are called to the marketplace. Some of you are not called to the worship team. Some of you are called into government. Some of you are not called to be prayer warriors on the altar, but you're called to be prayer warriors in the education system. And so I want to encourage you that today, if you want to grow in your knowledge of the word, if you want to grow in confidence in your calling, Pastor Mark does an incredible job. I know that I'm talking to a believer, a mature group of people today. I already know that. But if you feel like you want to take an extra step and you want to set time apart in this season, see, God gives us seasons to do different assignments. I'm not always preaching and I'm not always traveling. I'm in the master's program at the school that I'm recruiting for as well. And so this season, the things that God is calling me to do is, yes, I'm busy that way, but I'm also busy in the word. See, you can only do what God called you to do when you're in the word and you're in the presence of God. I remember a time that I was in full-time ministry, again, back in 2017. And when I left, I was a youth pastor and I didn't even finish the Bible. That's crazy. I was a youth pastor and I wasn't even praying regularly. That's crazy. But see, we can only go so long to do things in our own strength before we burn out. But in the name of Jesus, we will not burn out, but burn up. Burn bright for the glory of God, because we're in his word, we're in his presence, and we're doing everything. I'm saying everything he's called us to do. We're not just going to be busy with activities. We're going to be busy being connected to him and focusing on him. And when we're focused on him and connected to him, we're going to produce fruit. The Bible says in John 15, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will produce much fruit and abundant fruit. So in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare from this moment on, you will see such an abundance of fruit in Jesus' name. What is that fruit? Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit: joy, peace, patience, kindness, long-suffering, mercy. The fruit of the Spirit is when God begins to do something in your life and you begin to see people change. You begin to see people enter into their purpose. You begin to see people walk in the anointing that God has for them. That's fruit in Jesus' name. So if you feel called to the ministry, number one, you need to connect with Pastor Mark. You need to connect with your leader. Number two, connect with me after service. Let's talk. Let's connect. Let's begin to dive into what God has for you. You can't accomplish your assignment alone.
That's right.
I'm going to repeat that. And if you're, let's take some notes today too. I'm going to go very quick and we're going to have this on recording, but take notes. You need to connect to people to fulfill your assignment. You cannot do it alone. The only reason I am doing what I'm doing is because I submitted myself under leadership and they began to pour into me. They began to help me get opportunity. And because of that, I'm flourishing. So the Bible says, if you want authority, be under authority. The Bible says, if I'm submitted under authority, I have authority. So many people in today's age are doing things out of order because they're not submitted to authority. But let me encourage you that as you humble yourself in recognizing that I need a pastor, I need a leader, I need somebody to help shape me and form me, that I'm telling you, the power and the presence and the glory of God will be so tangible, you won't even know what to do. The people around you won't even know what happened to you. You see, the reason I am as passionate as I am is because I said, you know what, I can't do this by myself. And I tried it. And Pastor Mark can probably testify some of the things we talked about and did back then. He probably thought I was crazy, but then, you know, probably. But the reality of it is this. We need to say to ourselves, God, it's about you. It's in your timing. It's in your way. And I promise you, when you're in the flow of the Spirit, nothing can stop you in Jesus' name, because it's the Holy Ghost doing it. So as I was preparing, Lord, give me the wisdom. Hallelujah. We worship you, King Jesus. Father, we thank you for the flow of the Spirit. I surrender right now. I have my agenda. I have what I want to do. But God, you have permission to do whatever it is that you want to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. We wait upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We just want to adore you today. We just want to worship you today in the name of Jesus. We just want Jesus to be magnified today. I put myself behind the cross. And I say that anything that is inside of me that needs to be aligned with the Spirit, I decree and declare alignment now. I pray that the floodgates of heaven would open right now. That God, we would jump into the river of the Lord today and we would be saturated with the presence of God. That Lord, I thank you that the anointing is here. The anointing's name is Jesus. Lord, we love you. We pray that heaven would invade this space. Hallelujah. We pray that the gifts of the Spirit would continue to be in activation right now. We pray that there would be unity right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that any hindrance that the enemy tried to throw at us, God, our minds are yours, our spirits are yours, our agenda is yours today in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now that as the presence of God is here, that God, we would have eyes to see and ears to hear in the name of Jesus. That God, we did not come here to be people seekers, but we came here to be God seekers in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do want to mention one more thing because I'm about to let it rip, as Pastor Mark said. When we get in the, I get so excited with the word because the word is what changes you. The word is what transforms you. You see, the Bible, when Jesus was in being tempted for 40 days in the book of John, he didn't combat Satan with the power of the Holy Spirit. He combated it with the word. And so, yes, we have the power of the Holy Ghost, but it's the word of the Lord that begins to change your reality. Some of you are not living in the fullness and the reality of God has for you is because you're not yet connected with the word. But in the name of Jesus, after this service, you're going to be so hungry for the word. You're going to be so hungry for the presence of God as you humble yourself and say, you know what? I'm not hungry. I'm not thirsty. But in the name of Jesus, that as the presence of God is here, you're going to see a shift in Jesus' name like never before. Hallelujah. I can testify because I was there. I just confessed that I was in ministry and not reading the word. But I am so hungry and so passionate to see the glory of God advance like never before. Because how many of you know we're in the end times? How many of you know Jesus is coming back? So many times people have been proclaiming that and putting dates on that. We really don't know when that time is coming. But the Bible says to be ready. The Bible, that today is the day of salvation. When the word of the Lord is released, say yes to that word. Because you don't even know if it's your time up. See, one or two things are going to happen. The rapture is happening, Jesus coming back, or you're going to eternity. So the Bible says our life is like a vapor. Here one moment and gone the next. I thank God he's preserved me in this hour. See, it's your thankfulness and your service to the Lord that is keeping you here today. That's what preserves you. The Bible says that you have life through obedience. So as you're faithful to the Lord preserves you. And so in Jesus' name, let today be a day of obedience. In Jesus' name. And so I want to connect with you for two reasons. Number one, if you feel called to ministry, want to learn more about the Bible College, or you may know somebody called into the ministry. See, whenever you meet somebody, it's a divine connection. And so you need to pay attention to the reason that God connects you with somebody. When I met Pastor Mark 5 years ago, I did not think we would be connected the way we are today. But it's being intentional about building relationships. It's being faithful to the people, even when it seems like they're not responding the way you want them to respond. So when you're faithful in doing what God called you to do, do it for the glory of God, and that's it. You'll never be angry. So when somebody doesn't respond to you and they don't acknowledge you or they don't do something that you want them to do, continue to serve them. Continue to honor them because it's not about what you're doing to them. It's God watching your faithfulness. It's God watching your obedience. The only reason I'm doing the work of the ministry today is because God saw that for 5 years, or when I was going through my time of frustration and depression and anxiety, I was still being intentional with relationships. I can't tell you that when the Bible says that God can do more than we can ask, think, or imagine, I'm living in that right now in Jesus' name. And it's just begun. And so I want to encourage you that if you feel called to ministry, come connect to me. Number two, I'm going to be going to Indonesia in May. And so when I talk about the vision, when we go to Indonesia, we're going to be ministering the gospel to a highly populated Muslims. We're going to be sharing the love of Jesus. We're going to be going and we're going to be doing whatever the church there needs us to do. See, again, sometimes we have an agenda, but we're going to love on people and that is it. So if that means preaching, we preach. If that means we give them medical care, we give them medical care. It doesn't matter because people need holistic healing. And so in the name of Jesus, that's what we're going to do. And so I want to encourage you. I'm raising funds right now, but I want to give you a gift. You see, whenever God blesses you, you be a blessing to somebody as well. And so if you feel in your heart today that you want to partner with what God's about to do in Indonesia, I have a gift for you. I have about 10 of them. So for the first 10 people, we're going to do that. And I want to stay connected because the doors that God opens for one person, he's intending them to open for you as well. So every relationship that is connected to me, you're being blessed right now because of that relationship. And so I encourage you that be strategic with your relationships. The Bible says that a bad company corrupts good character. Watch your associations. I don't know why I'm saying some of the things I'm saying. Again, I'm not even in the word yet. But there's somebody here. You need to connect with the right people. Because God's destiny over your life is being hindered because of the connections that you have right now. But in the name of Jesus, everything that is hindering you, every relationship that won't go away from you, now from this moment on, they're going to run in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, if you feel in your heart that you want a partner, let's connect after. All right, let's get into the word in Jesus' name. So as I was prepping for this service, the Lord put this phrase in my spirit. He said, dry wells, no more. I'm going to repeat that. Dry wells, no more. And I believe that we're living in a generation that feels dry, that feels empty, that feels hopeless. But after this service and after hearing the word of the Lord, you're going to be dry no more in Jesus' name. That you're going to be so saturated. You're going to be so filled up. You're going to be so flowing in the spirit that the enemy will be afraid of you after this service in the name of Jesus. Give God a round of applause. Jesus, we thank you. Fill us up today, Jesus. And what was interesting, as I was preparing this message, dry wells no more, Pastor Mark, I don't know if you remember this, but when we had a youth rally here, that was my sermon on John 4 with the woman on the well. And so it's funny because when I preached that sermon about 5 years ago, I hadn't preached it since. But as I was preparing for this service, the Lord said, finish what you started. I said, what did I start? I don't even know what I started. But the Lord began to give me some revelation on the woman at the well even more than then. And it's so interesting that when God gives you a word, your word may not be for today. When God begins to give you a word, write it down, marinate in it, and let him give you the wisdom and the discernment when to release it. And I believe that the word that God started at that youth rally, what I'm referring to is about 5 years ago, we started a ministry that united youth groups in Connecticut. That's how I originally met Pastor Mark. So we started with about 3 or 4 churches, and within 8 months, God connected 30 churches together. And so when God's hand is upon your assignment, it's not hard. You have to work it. You have to be faithful in it, but it's not hard. Things begin to connect. Things begin to align when you're in the flow of the Spirit. And so when God was putting this word in my spirit, I said, okay, I preached it then. I had some notes. What do you want to say today? And this is what the Lord began to put in my heart. That in John 3 through 6, there are different stories that talk about water. And I said, okay, what is this about water? And the Bible says that Jesus is the living water. And I wanted to prophesy over us today as a body that you will be running in the living water, so that whenever you do an assignment for God, that you will not run and grow weary, but you will soar on wings like eagles, just like it says in the book of Isaiah. You will not get tired, but you'll get energized. You will not get weary, but you will flow in the faithfulness of God, and you will see miraculous things take place. That when you should be tired, when you should be angry, when you should be frustrated, the opposite begins to happen. Why? Because it's the Spirit enabling you to do it. And so God began to put this water in my spirit. You know what I realized just even as worship was going on today? This is River Valley. This is the river. This is where water flows. And it's so crazy that when God begins to speak and begins to connect the dots, just be sensitive. Just be patient, because God will give it to you. The Bible says those who diligently seek him shall find him. So if you haven't found him, don't give up and don't let go. Continue to press in, because the word is coming. The miracle is coming. The glory of God is coming. The rivers are flowing. The anointing is flowing. God doesn't stop. He's just begun in this hour. And so I began to connect dots that this is the river. And I believe in the name of Jesus that from this moment on, that this valley, that Farmington, shall be saturated with the glory of God. That when revival strikes, that it's already happening in the name of Jesus. But it's going to be by the power of the Holy Ghost. That what the work that started with Pastor Al is just beginning at a greater level. The Bible says that in the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. So when you begin to see kids prophesy, and when you begin to see prostitutes coming in here, when you begin to see drug addicts saved and healed, it's going to be because the river is flowing. The river is flowing. The river is flowing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the warning that's in my spirit. Don't let unbelief hinder the river. See, so many are praying for God to break loose. The only reason the river is not flowing, one reason, unbelief. That's it. You don't have to strive for it. You don't have to look far from it. God is not playing hide and seek with you. He's saying, believe. The Bible says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and it shall move. That's how much authority we have. Do you know how small a mustard seed is? And this is the most radical revelation I ever got. Faith is saying, I don't know. And I can't do it in my own strength. That's what faith is. It's acknowledging your weakness in your own self. Acknowledging and saying that, God, this thing in front of me is bigger than me. But in the name of Jesus, that every knee will bow and tongue confess that you are Lord. And that you have the power to move this mountain. That's when things begin to happen. That's where faith arises. It's in the word of the Lord. Many people are preventing their blessing because they're not trusting the word of the Lord. And all God says to us is believe. And all believing is acknowledging your weakness in yourself. But you see that there are mighty men of God and women of God in the scripture. And the reason that they overcome by faith is because they knew in themselves they couldn't do it. But when God said go, they went. God began to give them instructions. And when they began to obey, that's when God began to deliver them. So in the name of Jesus, obey the instructions. It may seem foolish to you. That's the point. It may seem like it doesn't make sense. That's the point. Because when you act in faith and you act when it doesn't make intellectual sense, God begins to move like never before. There's no reason that when God told Joshua to go around the wall 7 times that it should have came down. It doesn't make sense. Give God the glory. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. It doesn't make sense that victory came by the cross. I'm going to repeat that. Victory to man came by the death of the Savior. The living word came in flesh. He dwelt among us. His name is Jesus. Victory came by being nailed to the cross, but on the third day, in the name of Jesus, we don't serve a dead God. We serve a God who begins to speak and he begins to act, and things begin to change. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm so fired up today because there's so many people that are crying out for a solution. And the church is waiting back saying, you brother, go ahead. You're a preacher, go ahead. That's not how this works. See, God has deposited something special into you, and you need to stand up in faith and say, I'm going to believe the word of God for my life and my family, and we're going to see the blessings of God. It doesn't matter if you see a preacher preaching up here. Guess what? We have our own problems. We have our own battles. But in the name of Jesus, we stand up here in faith. We stand up here and saying, listen, I know that this situation looks dead, but in the name of Jesus, I speak life, and until it manifests, I'm not going to stop. Until it manifests, I'm going to continue pressing on. The Bible says, don't grow weary in doing good, for in due season you shall reap a reward. Your reward is on the horizon. Your reward is coming, and your reward is greatest of all is Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Many want material blessings. That's great. But when you have Jesus, you have all that you need. Paul says, whether I have much or I have nothing, I'm content. Whether I'm well fed or hungry, I'm content. That's what God is waiting for. When you get content in the Lord, that's when the blessings begin to come. Because the blessings won't take you away from God. They'll push you closer to God. They'll push you into your assignment. We need finances. We need resources. But when you begin to do what God called you to do, they come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe that the church is about to prosper like never before. If you look through the scriptures, they were always taken care of. The Bible says in the book of Acts that there was no need. They had no lack. It doesn't mean one person is blessed more than the other. It means that everything that is mine is yours. And I believe that God is giving us such a unity in this time that whenever God blesses you, you'll begin to bless other people. When God begins to take you out of your mess, you're going to begin to help people get out of their mess. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We have to change our perspective, but it comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. I remember it took me 10 years to get to this place. I've been battling with this for 10 years. I felt unqualified. I felt dirty. And there are times that the enemy still tries to throw my past in my face. But this is what I tell the devil. Remember where you're going. Remember what God's destiny is for you. See, my destiny is eternity with Jesus. Your destiny is done. It's over. And so when you see the faithfulness of God, the reason I talk about my story, and I decree and declare that you will not be afraid of your story, that you will not be condemned with your story. Your story is not at its end. It's just a chapter. So when you're struggling, it's a chapter. If you keep pressing on, God is writing your story, and he's beginning to bring you to places that you never expected or anticipated, because your story matters. You see, this woman at the well, her story changed the city. Jesus knew exactly who she was, and he says, I want to meet you face to face. So many in the church feel so beaten up. They feel so broken. They feel like they can't come in the presence of a holy God. Guess what? We can't. But the blood of Jesus, the new covenant, has allowed us to come into the Holy of Holies. It's not fear. It's grace. It's not cheap. It cost him his life. So today, God is giving you the invitation. Give me your life and watch what I can do. When you're in the hand of God, when you're in the will of God, nothing can harm you. Now, I'm not here propagating or declaring that sickness won't try to come at you, or poverty won't try to come at you, or trouble won't come. The Bible says, count it all joy when trials and tribulations come your way, for it's the maturing of your faith. Some people are so angry with God when disaster begins to break loose, and they don't recognize that disaster is an indicator to invite the presence of God, so that when it begins to change, God gets the glory. So many get angry with God when we don't realize that it's our sinfulness as well. We cause things in certain moments that when we're separated from God, we're not under his protection. We're not under his provision. You can't claim to be a child of God and not do what God called you to do. Many people are so angry with God and blaming him for things that, yes, it is our fault, but he's given us an invitation and he says, if you connect to me, you can have my life. You can have my blessing. The Bible says in John 17 that we're called to be one with him. I'm giving you keys today because today you're going to, after today, you're going to encounter people. They're going to have bitterness. They're going to have anger. You need to tell them to let it go in the name of Jesus and let them get right with Christ today because today is the day of salvation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you look at John 3, 4, 5, you will see that God has something special with water. But I want to read chapter 4 very quickly with you. Can we pull up John 4, starting in verse 7? It says, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into the city. I find this fascinating that Jesus had thirst. Now, this isn't the point of the story, but I want to let you know that we serve a Savior who understands our temptations. We serve a Messiah, our Deliverer, who understands human weakness. He was tired. He was hungry. He faced battles that so many people think that we serve a God that's this mysterious thing. No, the Bible says Jesus' name is Emmanuel, God with us. I want to point that out to you. Number one, the Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews did not associate with Samaritans. I'm telling you today that in the name of Jesus, every racial barrier, everything that is hindering the church, oh, you're Pentecostal, I'm Baptist, you're black, I'm white, anything that is trying to come into the church because the world causes division, in Jesus' name, it shall stop from here on out. But guess what? You got to stand up to it. Give God glory. Give God praise. Give God praise. Because when he speaks, you only see it manifest if you believe it and walk it out in faith. And so Jesus says in verse 10, if you knew the gift of God and who was it that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who has given us this well and drank from it himself, as did God, his sons, and his livestock? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Whoever drinks the water that I give, Jesus says, the water I give to them will never thirst again. Indeed, the water I will give them will become a spring of water welling up in eternal life. When you encounter the living water, when you encounter, the Bible says that there are rivers of living water flowing in and through you. When you encounter that living water, you will begin to see that every dry place will be so flourishing. You will begin to see that things that look dead will begin to rise in the name of Jesus. He is the living water in Jesus' name. And what shocked this woman so much was that she was a woman who was thirsty. She was craving the attention of a husband. She was looking for love in the wrong places. But when Jesus encounters us, everything that causes thirst in our hearts will be overflowing in Jesus' name. And you will never thirst again for that thing as you connect with him. I can relate to this woman. For 10 years, as crazy as this may sound, from 12 to even sometimes recently, where there's this thing inside of me that says, I need somebody to love. I need somebody to love me back. But in the name of Jesus, that when you encounter the spirit of the living water, that you won't need to depend on another person. You won't need to depend on human-made things. When you depend on the spirit of God, you will be so satisfied that you could do anything in Christ. She was thirsty. She was rejected. She was an outcast. Some of you in this service today or watching online feel like an outcast. But in the name of Jesus, you are not casted out by God. God is saying, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. I decree and declare rest now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump down to verse 21. When Jesus said, believe me, a time is coming. You will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation comes from the Jews. Yes, a time is coming and has come now when true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. And I believe that God is raising a generation that, yes, there's order in the church. We need to have orders of service. We need to use our minds, but there's going to be a free flow of the Spirit like never before in Jesus' name. See, it's not about the building. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So what you're encountering today, what you're experiencing today, you can go into the marketplace, you can go into the streets, and people can experience the presence of God in and through you, because you are the building of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I really sense in my spirit, this is what God is doing right now. He's detaching you from human-made dependency, and he's connecting you to the Spirit. See, you need to honor one another, but you have to stop depending for everything from one another. The Bible says, Paul told the Corinthians that you need to get off of milk, and it's time for meat. It's time to mature in the faith. And God is bringing such a maturity, such an acceleration to the body of Christ, that you need to dwell amongst one another, but you need to stop saying, Pastor, pray for me. You need to stop saying, Elder, pray for me. Pray for yourself. Become the king and priest that God has called you to be in your house in Jesus' name, and honor the office. Honor the office in Jesus' name. Give God the glory. Honor the office of the pastor, the fivefold ministry, but recognize that you need to take charge of what God has given you to take charge of. I'm going to say that again. You need to take charge of what God has given you charge to take care of. You are responsible. You are accountable. We're all going to stand before God, and he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? The Bible says that there's talents. One talent, five talents, two, five, one, two, five. He gave certain talents to certain people, and here's the kicker. Oh, I only have one talent. I only have two talents. I don't have as many talents as somebody else. Guess what they did with the talents that God gave them? They multiplied it. You are created to multiply. So whatever gift God has given you, in the name of Jesus, you need to grow in confidence in it. If God gave you the ability to sing, you need to sing. If God gave you the ability to preach, you need to preach. But guess what? If God gave you the ability to teach, you need to get into the education system and you need to teach like never before. If God gave you the ability to be governmental, if you love the law and you love justice, go into the government and bring back the glory of God, because guess what? You're just as important. You're just as needed. Give God the glory that we are the body of Christ. We need to stop making people feel insignificant. We need to stop making people feel less than. Just because I'm up here preaching, it's my calling. Can I tell you something? I don't always want to do it. I don't always want to do what God called me to do. It's a fight at times. I remember that about maybe a year and a half ago, I, by nature, but in the name of Jesus, no longer, I was a runner. Whenever there was conflict, I ran. So in the name of Jesus, that when you connect to your divine assignment and your divine timing for the glory of God, you will see such a flow like never before. But stop feeling insignificant. Stop feeling less than. Guess what? My favorite ministry is the chair ministry. Stacking chairs. We all are called to serve. The Bible says if you want to be great, be a servant of all. Tell me how the Son of God, who is the King of Kings of the universe, knelt down, humbled himself, and washed the feet of his disciples in John 13. Tell me how that he had so much power, he had so much influence and authority, and yet he didn't use it to gain but to give. I'm going to repeat that. He didn't use it to gain but to give. The greater the authority, the greater the anointing, it's to give. You get more, give more. I'm going to say that again. You get more, you give more. Stop being content at the level that you're at. The anointing is determining, the release of the anointing is determined by how submitted you are, how committed to the calling you are. Some are called to be mothers in the house, fathers in the house. You're not insignificant. Some are called to the prayer ministry behind closed doors. We need you. Guess what? Pastor Mark is one of the most praying people that I know. Yes, he has the anointing to preach, but it starts on his face. He doesn't just get up here and move around like crazy and scream and shout. I don't just do this just to entertain you. I do this to push you to what God has for you. I do this because God has called me to be a connector in the body of Christ in this season. We're so divided and angry and frustrated. We need to stop looking like the world. We need to stop giving the world ammunition against the church. We need to be the influencers of the world. And guess what? It's going to come by you stepping up. It's going to come by you recognizing God called me for such a time as this. Prophesy over your destiny. I'm 23 years old. And I'm saying that because God is raising a generation that says yes to the assignment. But guess what's even greater? Those that are a little bit older than us, a little bit more wiser than us, we need you. We need you to teach us. We need you to direct us. I need correction at least once a day, probably more than that. I need to be rebuked at least twice a day, more than that, probably. And so the reality of it is you're not less than. When this woman who knew nothing, but she had faith. When Jesus said, give me the water, he says, I am the living water. She said, you know what? I'm going to leave my jar at the well. I'm going to run to the city and I'm going to tell everybody. She knew not. She didn't go to Bible college. She didn't get trained under the most elite leaders of the Word of God. All she did was testify that this man who didn't know me, he knew everything about me. And she began to go into the city. And guess what? The city believed. There are people who need to believe today because what God is about to do, all he's asking for us is to say yes. Amen. All he's asking from us is to surrender and to be humble and say, I don't got it all together. See, when you see preachers up on the pulpit, they don't have it all together in their own self. But it's Christ, the hope of glory. And so I encourage you today, let us seek the face of God together. Let us encourage one another. The Bible says when you come together, come with hymns and scriptures and come together and encourage one another for today. That you don't know. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people need. And so I encourage you, stop letting it be about yourself and do what God called you to do. And so with that, I'm going to pray and I'm going to let Pastor Mark transition how he sees fit. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that today you have spoken. I thank you that today the word of the Lord has gone forth. I pray right now that it would begin to produce fruit right now in Jesus' name, that everybody that's connected to us would feel a difference, that they would feel a shift in the spirit in Jesus' name, that God, they wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know what to say, but all they could say is the name of Jesus. Your word says all who call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Hey, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Do it in and through us as a body. We believe. We love you. We worship you. We honor you today in the name of Jesus. We wait for more, God. If you're here today and you have never accepted Christ, you want more of God, I'm just inviting you to these altars. I'm inviting you, if you want more of God, that you would come and you would come quickly, you would come quickly, you would come quickly. If you feel that you need prayer for something, that you would come boldly and recognizing in the name of Jesus, I don't have it all together. I need this Savior. I need this living water. I believe in the name of Jesus. I came here on divine assignment. If you want the impartation of the anointing of the calling of ministry, I want to pray for you as well. But today is a day of salvation. I invite you to come and get all that God has for you. These altars are open. Don't leave the same. Don't leave the what you came in with doesn't have to go out with you. What you came in, the bondage, doesn't have to go out with you. So in the name of Jesus, today God is moving. If you step in If you jump in, you say, I don't even have the faith to do that, it doesn't matter. So in the name of Jesus, come. There's more of you that are dry and weary. There's more of you that need the presence of God. There's some in here that when you deal with sin, you don't know how to take it on. But in the name of Jesus, these altars are not here to condemn you. These altars are here to bring healing to your life. In the name of Jesus.
So church, I've not told our brother here anything that we've been preaching about. I've not said one word to him. Is that true? So I've been preaching all the things you've been talking about, man. We've been in this about, we had a prophecy about the wind of the Holy Spirit on January 1st. We've been talking about the prayer of faith, all about living in faith and overcoming fear and all these things, right? There's families in this church right now that are struggling. Something that you talked about with their young people going astray and struggling, and they're in that place where you're at your age, right? So church, just listen to me. If I know y'all. He's hitting almost everybody in this church at some point, right? Don't just go, oh, Pastor Mark must. I didn't tell him one thing, not one. That is the Spirit of God speaking to you. So I encourage you, if he hit any one of you today, come down to the altar here. It's not about Josh or me or anybody else. It's just saying, look, I'm going to come down in faith. And I'm going to say, I know God's talking to me. I know God sees me. He sees where I'm at. He sees what I'm going through. And he's talking to me this morning. So I want to, again, I'll invite you. Say, I'm coming down here to say, I hear you, God. I hear you, God. As a young man, I spent every single Sunday at the altar. For 2 years, I went to the altar every... We had church twice on Sunday. I was at the altar twice on Sunday. So won't you come? Shame is the number one tool of the enemy. Shame makes us hide. Well, somebody gonna think about me. The only person that matters with who they think about you is God. And God says, come. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. Won't you come this morning? Jesus' name.